Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said a bore keeps you from feeling lonely and makes you wish you were. We're happy to have this privilege again of Bible study. We're glad you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. All right, let's get back now to our study. And we were looking at an account in the Old Testament where the Bible had been laid up and so neglected that it had been forgotten. It was found, however, and then the king commanded that the people listen as he gave instruction to them from the Word of God. While we think that's an incredible thing in the Old Testament account, it is also true that in our world today, there are many people who have overlooked the Word of God. The Bible has been laid up on a shelf. It is a book that people pay token allegiance to. They say, oh yes, I believe the Bible. Oh yes, I appreciate the things that are said in the Bible. But if you were to ask them how long it's been since they read their Bible, they would be embarrassed. Or if you ask them to give you some idea as to what the Bible teaches on some subject, they would be totally embarrassed because they don't read the Bible. The Bible has been a forgotten book. It has been laid up. People say they want it, and it's the world's bestseller. Yet at the same time, it's a book that has not been that important in the lives of many people. The Bible needs to be treated properly. That means that I just simply respect it as the Word of God. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 13, it's the Word of truth. It's not the Word of man. Also, in the book of Acts, chapter 17 and verse 11, Paul commended the people of Berea in the fact that they received the Word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the Scriptures daily, checking to see if what they were being taught was true. I believe that that attitude is an attitude which ought to be true of all of us. We ought to be studying and learning what we can about the will of God and compare what is being taught us to the Word of God. What does the Bible do for us? When we study our Bible, what is it that we learn? Well, number one, we learn our origin. Now, you go to school and you'll hear some teacher explain that there was a bang out in the space and part of the rocks came off and they cooled down and they became planets where little by little life developed and it all came about as a result of a bang idea. Well, this theory is certainly a fantastic theory and doesn't tell you where man originally came from. The origin of man is not dealt with by the evolutionist. The evolutionist deals with change, but it does not deal with origins. When people say, well, there was a change from one to another, friends, there is no transmutation. There is no change from one species to another. There may be changes within the species, but not from one to another. In other words, very clearly, monkeys don't become men. We did not develop along those lines. And so I need to know, where did I come from? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 26 of this same chapter, Genesis 1, says, God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. There's the origin of man. And he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, Genesis 2 and verse 7. The origin of man is the creation. When I look at the book of Matthew, Jesus endorses that idea in Matthew 19 and verse 4 when he says, he which made them in the beginning made them male and female. And so man is a product of the creation of God. I learn where I came from by studying the Bible. I also learn what my purpose is here in life. Sadly to say, there are people who go through life who don't know why they're here. The Bible tells me very plainly why I'm here. If I look into the Scriptures, I learn that I'm here to fear God and keep His commandments. That's the main thing of life. Certainly there are joys and happinesses that come my way by living, but if I miss the main purpose of life, I've missed everything. Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13, fear God, keep His commandments. So I can move with resolve in regard to keeping and doing what my purpose of life is. I also use the Bible to find direction as to how to conduct my life. The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. How do I live here? Well, I live in harmony with the Word of God and those things that are taught during life. It also is a book that provides for me the strength and the help that I need to face the problems of life. The Lord is by us as we live during life. David could say, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Friends, the Bible is the great book that God has given by inspiration. It must not be lost. We need to study it and learn what the Bible teaches for us to do. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.